This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 19th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Typhoon Mangkhut, a tropical storm with strong winds of 127 miles per hour and gusts up to 158 miles per hour, hit the Philippines with ferocious speed on Friday evening, killing 74 people and causing mass destruction, reports Christian Today. Almost 200,000 people remain stranded in evacuation centers, and damage to crops is estimated to be worth around $200 million. World Vision has provided hygiene kits, blankets, mats, and mosquito nets to 350 families in some of the worst-hit areas. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, sat on a letter she received in July until last week from Christine Blasey Ford, who alleges that Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh acted inappropriately 36 years ago, when she was 15 and Kavanaugh was 17, reports Reuters. Feinstein wants scores of witnesses. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he will hold a hearing on Monday. The problem? Ford has gone AWOL. Listen to how Feinstein is now backpedaling.
This is a woman, and I really believe, who's been profoundly impacted by this. Now, I can't say everything's truthful. I don't know.
Matt Vespa writes at townhall.com, quote, "Excuse me, you're not 100% sure that the allegation she's making is truthful?" First of all, Feinstein later says that Ford was not a woman who wanted to go public. That's not true. She took a polygraph administered by a former FBI agent who is nameless, and as the Wall Street Journal noted, took steps that one would take to go public when the time arose. She retained lawyer Deborah Katz, who is really a Democratic operative for representation. It's so transparent, the whole circus. The accusation is so old and cannot be truly verified. And that's the point. It's the doubt, the lingering cloud of controversy to smear Kavanaugh. Even if Kavanaugh is confirmed, he's going to be tainted. If you can't beat him, hobble him. It's appalling, end quote. Listen to President Trump step up his defense of Kavanaugh and express sympathy toward his nominee, who met with officials at the White House for a second straight day, though not with the president.
He's an incredible individual, great intellect, great judge, impeccable history. I feel so badly for him that he's going through this.
You can urge your two senators to confirm Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com or call 202-224-3121. Yesterday, Project Veritas released the first installment in an undercover video investigation series, Unmasking the Deep State. The video features a State Department employee, Stuart Carafa, engaged in radical socialist political activity on the taxpayer's dime, while advocating for resistance to official government policies. In addition to being a State Department employee, Stuart Carafa is also a ranking member of the Metro DC Democratic Socialists of America. Listen to the opening by investigative journalist James O'Keefe.
We've heard a lot about the deep state, a vast administrative bureaucracy, what some have called an extra legal state within a state, anonymous, faceless, resistors seeking to thwart the consent of the governed and undermine a duly elected president. Many have called it a conspiracy theory, but after a recent New York Times op-ed, that conspiracy has turned into a political reality. For more than a year, Project Veritas has been investigating the deep state. We have caught, on our undercover cameras, conspirators admitting to violating their ethics reports, illegally using government resources, and subverting government policies. What you are about to see is the hidden face of the resistance inside the executive branch of our government. These avowed socialists, this unelected cabal, would argue that they're saving America. But by thwarting the will of the people, what they're actually doing is subverting our democracy and setting up a constitutional crisis.
The Harvard School of Public Health published a new study that found that kids and teens who are raised religiously tend to have better physical and mental health as they age, reports the American Journal of Epidemiology. Children who attended religious services at least once a week were about 18% more likely to report being happier in their 20s than those who did not attend services. The same children were also 30% more likely to do volunteer work and 33% less likely to use drugs during young adulthood as well. When I first learned about this next news story, I thought about the signature line from that old infomercial featuring Susan Powder from the 1990s.
Stop the insanity!
California Democratic Governor Jerry Brown has just signed Assembly Bill 2119 into law on Friday, guaranteeing access to so-called gender reassignment surgery and hormonal treatments for foster children who want to pretend to be the opposite gender. Critics of the bill, including Michael Laidlaw, an endocrinologist for Sutter Health, testified against it in June. Laidlaw said, quote, "A licensed professional or other individual should not subject the foster child to any treatment, intervention, or conduct that seeks to change the foster child's identity," end quote. In a related story, over half of all teenage boys who pretend to be teenage girls have attempted suicide, according to the study Transgender Adolescent Suicide Behavior. Some 51% of so-called trans-identified teenagers revealed that they had attempted to kill themselves at least once. Deuteronomy 22:5 says, quote, "A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear woman's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this," end quote, much less disfiguring oneself through surgery and hormones. And finally, while Chick-fil-A is always closed on the Lord's Day to enable their employees to worship God and spend time with family, Donovan and Nikki Carlos, the owners of the Garner, North Carolina-based Chick-fil-A, asked their employees to make 500 sandwiches and 1,200 nuggets, which were distributed to appreciative Hurricane Florence evacuees at three different shelters, reports FaithWire. Chick-fil-A lives by the Mark 12:31 creed, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, September 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a World View special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. How do you reach those who don't trust many people because most of them have grown up in really tough life situations? Inner City Crew Twin Cities director Aaron Robertson told The Worldview about how God uses the relationships they develop to build trust between them and kids in the inner city.
A lot of kids in hard places, they have people in and out of their lives, whether that's mom or dad or family or through foster care or groups, people coming into schools, out of schools. There's always transition. So to have a faithful and loving church that has people that are there not just once, not just twice, but for a year or years in a neighborhood speaks volume to kids. It builds trust and it helps them let the walls down a little bit.
Robertson said that providing school backpacks for kids has opened the door for the powerful gospel message.
So when churches show up with a backpack, it's not just, here you go, yay, school is great. And that's part of it because school is important and we want to see kids growing and thriving. But it's also, we love you and we care about you. We desire to see you thrive and flourish in life. And we want to let you know that the deepest way that you can thrive and flourish in life is through knowing Jesus and walking with him.
John 17:3 says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Robertson said that they've seen the backpack giveaway become a way for kids to get plugged into the local church.
So we see those kind of stories where kids get plugged into a church. They got a backpack and they found out that this church has XYZ summer opportunity. They have basketball thing they do on Friday nights, or they have some homework help. Whatever that next step might be, those kids kind of come in, or sometimes mom or dad might send them saying, you know, they got homework help, you're going. But through that, it opens that door for some of those hard edges that all of our hearts have, but can sometimes be more visible in kids' lives. Helps those hard edges to soften.
Robertson shared one particular story about a young lady whom God touched and softened through the ministry.
A young woman, she was Hmong, and she was born with a physical defect. Her arm and her hand were a bit misformed. And in her pagan, animistic culture, that really was a sign of like darkness and evil and bad spirits and that kind of thing. So even within her own family, was kind of shunned and kind of emotionally, verbally abused and had a lot of anger, understandably. But she got plugged in with church, with an after-school program, and the backpacks played a part in that. But through the years, God softened her heart, changed her heart. She came to know the Lord and actually went to school to study Bible and missions because she wants others to have the opportunity she has for forgiveness and for joy and for hope.
Praise God that this young woman took the verse of 1 Peter 2:9 to heart after God called her out of darkness. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Robertson said that these glimpses of transformation are regular occurrences by the grace of God in the ministry. He concluded by expressing thanks to God for preparing the ground and blessing those in the ministry and the kids who've been influenced by Inner City Crew.
When you're in the same family, speaking biblically, I think we all benefit to see God's sons and daughters come home. We rejoice in that, but we also rejoice that God would choose to use us. We're blessed to be able to steward and shepherd whatever resources or energies or efforts we have for his purposes. God working in us is a beautiful thing, but the things that he does through us are clearly outside of our control. So when someone comes to know the Lord, that's a work of God. And we might have been there and said something, but it's God. And so it's benefit to the kid, it's benefit to us. It's a everyone wins kind of situation.
Romans 9:16 seems apropos. It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. Thank the Lord with us here at The World View for his mercy, and pray that many more might bow the knee to Jesus Christ through this ministry. To learn more about Inner City Crew, go to a special link in our transcript at theworldview.com. This has been a World View special report. I'm Adam McManus.